just keep falling under your spell. Even though I know it well, I just keep falling under your spell. Even though I know it so well.
Is that good?
That was fantastic. Cool. Welcome back to the second portion of episode 11 of The Grand Cast.
The longest ever episode.
We're on pace for the longest ever episode. Not there yet. Big Time's episode was, I think, 2.5.
Big Time exists in giant time. Episode. He exists in giant time. Like, what is like a giant second? Like a human? It's like three normal seconds, right?
Three normal seconds, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so that makes sense. Hmm. Didn't you adjust for that?
So he only had like a 50-minute episode.
Exactly.
Yeah, he probably perceived it as being very short.
He's probably like, why did I even bother? Yeah.
All right. So the first mini segment, I just want to give you guys a quick update on the intern situation. I've reached out to a couple of the candidates, and I'm waiting to hear back from them to get their signed non-disclosure agreements and the release of liability waivers. So once those are signed and returned, then I'll be moving forward with hiring. I'm thinking now two interns for the show, just so we don't have to deal with the same problems as last week where one calls in sick and throws a wrench in everything. Just to get some redundancy there.
What interns, what would you like people to be doing?
How hot do they need to be? Because I know a bunch
legally,
of sixes.
I can't say anything about hotness, because that would be discriminatory. But
legally, so you can't
sevens?
Say it.
Sevens?
Okay. Seven plus.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's a tough market right now for sevens and up.
If you're going to apply, be honest with yourself about your numerical standing.
You know, I want to know something. I'm offending myself. I hate the 10-point system. There's so
terrible
many
system.
Different kinds of hotness terrible that system. It doesn't actually inform you anything. Mm-mm. People can be attractive in so many different ways. Okay. With their interns?
I did hire one, Jim, but he called in sick on the very first day.
How hot was Jim?
Did he call or did he?
he called.
He called? He didn't test?
He said
was he like
his temperature was 102, so...
Yikes.
102? So he was pretty hot.
Pretty hot.
I'm sorry. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he was fired.
We keep it light, don't we? We have a good time, don't we? We keep it light, yeah. That's good. Oh, it's something embarrassing to say about Big Time, and now I can't think of what it is. Oh, whatever. If I think about it, I'll change the topic back to Big Time. One of my favorite topics.
We should have listened to his episode. Did you listen to his episode?
I listened to it, yeah. When I found out that this was the thing, that was the one I listened to. And I got to tell you, I don't really listen to podcasts. I blast Belle and Sebastian and Springtime Carnivore all day, you know, and other bands too sometimes. And I don't listen to podcasts typically. But I put Big Time on, and I felt guilty because I was cleaning, and which is why I like the music usually. But I found that when I was dust busting, I couldn't hear what, you know, so I would get there were these like 2 or 3 minute like blanks, and then I would just jump back in, and I felt like I'm listening to a podcast wrong. Like I mentioned earlier, I'm so completist.
You need headphones.
Like, I could put headphones in. That's true.
I usually listen to podcasts when I'm doing dishes because I don't have a dishwasher, so it takes a lot of time.
Yeah,
but when I'm listening to a podcast, it's like I'm not even doing dishes.
It's like triple therapy. I hear podcasts are very therapeutic in that, and for me, like washing dishes is really therapeutic.
Yeah.
I don't know what the third therapy there is, but...
Standing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Standing. Standing.
Just keep the circulation going.
Yeah. I pulled a weird muscle in my leg. We're doing it? What are we doing?
Next segment is actually a Grand Cast first. I've never had a special guest on the show before.
Oh, should I get him out?
Yeah, then I'll introduce you as you're unpacking things.
Yeah. Here, 1 second. I'll grab it.
So tonight, I have a naturalist, a zoologist, an ornithologist. It's all the same person, 3-1, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Arthur Bowser. He is here tonight to show off a very rare and very special bird.
Good day. Get that part out for me, please. I like to, part of the presentation is to surprise everyone.
Oh.
Because they don't know if it's going to be a Komodo dragon, perhaps, or, you know.
A very rare and special animal.
Even still.
Very rare and special.
You could say specimen.
Being?
Specimen. Is
specimen.
Yeah.
Very rare and special specimen here.
Want to say that bit again then?
Yes. Perfect. Tonight, I have a special guest, a naturalist, a zoologist, an ornithologist. They're all the same person. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Arthur Bowser.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here, Mr. Bowser.
I imagine they're probably clapping at home, so I'm thanking them for clapping.
Yes, Josh, thank you for your applause. It is greatly appreciated.
It is appreciated, Josh, and Erica too, and the others.
And Tom, possibly at the same time as Erica, but we don't know.
Bit of French toast I hear, you know, it's good. Okay,
What is that accent? I can't place it.
I'm sorry?
Your accent? Where are you originally from, country-wise?
Oh, originally? Yes. I was born in Guatemala.
Guatemala?
Yes.
Very interesting.
Yep. Anyway.
The specimen?
Yeah, well, I'm going to get him out for you right now.
Okay.
And you might want to limit your sudden movements, okay?
Oh.
You know, can we dim the lights in here a bit?
Just bring him a little bit.
Just because it can be a bit of a shock for him.
Yes. Is that better?
A little bit more.
Dimmer?
Just a bit dimmer, yeah.
Do you have a certain lumen threshold that you're looking for?
No, pretend like we're about to lay in the tramp like a bowl of spaghetti together.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's with sauce? I'm looking.
Sure, yeah.
Are you, like a tomato sauce or an olive oil?
Tomato sauce is all over our faces.
Okay.
So we got to have the lights real dim so that we can see it, so that we can keep the romance going.
Do you put meat in the tomato sauce?
Is
it one of those nights?
Yeah, it's going to be a bolognese. It's going to be a bit of a bolognese, I believe.
All right, It is dim in here right now.
Yep. I can barely see you. Okay. Now, keep it down. And it's very important that you shower him with compliments as soon as I take this blanket off of this cage.
Compliments?
Yes, you got to shower him with compliments.
Okay.
Compliments to this specimen are like sunshine, okay, to a plant.
Right.
You got to shower a plant with rain and sunshine for it to grow, okay?
Yes.
This guy likes crackers and compliments, all right? The two C's.
Like poor white people?
Little crackers.
Biscuits?
Saltines, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ritz, an occasional Ritz. You can get away with that.
Is Kirkland's Best okay?
He likes the Cheez-Its too, but he only likes the ones that are going to be especially burnt, you know? You've seen them. The burnt Cheez-Its.
Burnt.
At the market, yeah.
I go to a very conservative market. They don't get new products for maybe 15 years after they come out.
Nothing but white cheddar then.
Yeah.
All right, I understand. All right, okay. Crackers and compliments. You got it?
Got it.
All right, we're going to do it right now. I'm going to pull the blanket.
No sudden movements.
And no sudden movements.
Okay.
Nothing but compliments. Okay, all right.
Oh.
All right. And no sudden compliments. No sudden movements. Plenty of sudden compliments. And if you've got a cracker, they'd be fine. Here we are. Oh, look, he's looking pretty today.
Oh, my. Look at the coat. That's so handsome.
It's a very handsome coat. Indeed, it is.
Pretty bird.
Yes, very pretty bird.
The colors are spectacular.
Aren't they spectacular? Hey, why don't you fan them out for us now? Fan them out for... Oh, lovely. Oh, lovely. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Dennis Rodman.
Spectacle to behold.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Is it as soft as it looks? Am I allowed to touch it? Slowly.
I've actually brought a special glove for you.
Okay.
If you'd like to touch him, okay?
And, I would, very much.
And I'll get it for you here now. I've got him a briefcase. There you go.
Oh.
Just slip that on your hand then, there.
Do you have any larger gloves? This one, I feel like it's an OJ level of fit, so it would go on if I tried, but I don't want to force it.
OJ Simpson! Ah! Detroit!
Yep. All right, then.
He tried scores!
Let me just fetch the,
What a melodious voice.
Anyway, and then remember...
Okay, right. Much better.
He's... This is, a very special bird, all right? He's about 23 pounds, okay? And they don't typically come in this color either, all right?
Okay.
Most of them, if you can find them in the wild, they're going to be, white. Sometimes they're going to be spotted. Sometimes a bit of plaid, okay? Sometimes you're going to find them, kind of camouflaged. Yep. Yep.
It almost looks
baby pink, like... slutty.
Yep.
Slutty baby pink.
This is a special color. And it's slutty baby pink, as he's trying to tell you now. And
pretty bird.
And yes, you're a very pretty bird.
Very pretty.
Very pretty.
Pretty bird.
Extremely pretty. Bird.
Very pretty bird.
Taco, 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 taco.
Oh, my goodness.
Taco, taco,
oh, there
taco,
you go. All right. Give me just a minute. Can I buy that glove again, please?
Oh, sure.
I've got a famous taco now.
Yeah.
A famous taco. Okay. Chorizo or lengua?
Pretty bird. Like the tongue.
All right.
Multilingual bird. That is very impressive.
He's a big bird.
Yeah.
You know, but and he's smart. All right.
He's girthy.
I'm gonna open the cage. Okay.
Oh.
Don't make eye contact.
Oh.
Absolutely, do not make eye contact. Close your fucking eyes right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Close your gouge your fucking eyes out of your skull if you need to. I mean, that's a bit extreme, I know.
Yeah.
But the alternative. You know, make an eye contact with this bird. Well, he's going to eat this taco. It's going to be far more dangerous for you than gouging your eyes out. So if that's what's necessary to avoid the eye contact, just do it. Here it comes, lengua taco. Here it is.
Taco,
here it
taco,
is.
Taco.
Opening your cage. Opening your cage. Here it comes, special glove.
Pop, pop.
Are you going to take it with your claw? You're going to take it with your beak? You're going to take it with his claw? Don't look at him.
Not even out of the periphery?
Shutting the cage.
Is it clear? Can I
you
glance?
Can look again, yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, he already just, ate it.
Right down the hatch.
Right down the hatch. You don't get to have a bird this size.
Were there...
feeding them crackers all day or just seeds.
Were there two tortillas on that taco?
It was street style.
Oh.
Street vendor style,
he's a traditional bird.
As traditional, yeah.
On the street!
Huh.
Taco.
Can I speak directly to the bird, or is he trained just for...
You seem like a man that likes to live dangerously. Please, go ahead.
It's risky.
Go ahead.
How strong is that cage? Is it battle-tested?
This cage, right here? It's got to be 440 stainless steel, my friend.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
This cage weighs twice as much as this bird does.
What's the bird weigh?
23
pounds.
Yeah, 27 pounds.
23!
Yeah.
He wishes.
Heavy bird.
Heavy bird. It's a heavy bird.
Heavy taco.
Heavy bird and heavy burden. But I love you anyway.
Taco?
I said, I love you.
Michael Jordan.
23.
I said, I love you, pretty bird.
Michael Jordan, 23.
Pretty bird.
Michael Jordan drops back.
Pretty bird, I've sacrificed a lot for you. I've done everything I could for you, pretty bird. I've taken you on to PBS, okay? I've taken you to elementary schools. I love you. You can say it back, you know? You got a big vocabulary.
Taco.
Okay. Go ahead. Address him directly.
What is the bird's proper name?
Ask him.
Pretty bird, how would
taco,
you
taco,
like...
Taco, 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 pretty bird, taco, pretty bird.
Mr. Pretty Bird, how would you prefer for me to address you? Do you have preferred pronouns or anything?
Taco, taco.
Taco, taco?
Birds don't use pronouns.
Okay? Oh.
They call everybody a bird.
It's a linguistic...
They
okay.
live in that state of perfect equality.
Wow.
There's no equality of the genders because they don't have any genders. It's just bird. Huh. Everyone's
so,
a bird.
In many ways, birds are more evolved than humans.
Oh, lots of ways. Yeah, huh. That's absolutely true. You got, pretty bird, show me your claws.
Wow.
Yeah, show pretty
are those
bird.
Talons?
Yeah, those are going to be a couple of talons for you. Now show him your claws.
They're...
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Little claws.
Pretty bird. Let's see how much you can turn your head. Turn it to the left.
Whoa.
Now turn it to the right, pretty bird.
I'm not a geometrist, but that's a very significant degree of turnage.
It is a very significant degree. Watch this. Pretty bird. 6 times 6 divided by 2. Hang on, he's stumped by that one.
23.
No. Okay. All right. It's close. Check this out. 46.
23.
Divided by 2.
23.
Exactly.
Oh. Ah! Nailed it.
Did you Michael see Jordan. That? Michael Jordan.
Love you, pretty. I love you, pretty bird.
Chicago Bulls.
Frick.
Dennis Rodman broke his dick. 3 times.
Pretty bird, I'm gonna put your blanket back on your cage. You want to go to bed? Or you want to tell me? You want to tell me you love me once, please?
Love you.
You what?
Taco love you.
Oh. Yeah. See?
Aw.
Isn't that nice? He does. He loves me. You know.
I can see it.
When Sharon said it was going to be me, a pretty bird, she said, I'll walk out that door. You don't get rid of that bird. You know, I looked at her and I laughed. And I watched her walk out the door. And every night, when I put the blanket on Pretty Bird's, put out his cage, I realized I made the right decision.
You did, in my opinion, also.
You got that
for
right
whatever weight that carries.
Slutty baby pink, look at him. He's beautiful.
It's almost like one of those like two-tone paint cars where you look at him from one angle and you get the slutty baby pink.
And then you look at him from another angle and you get angelic. Don't chew it. Don't chew it. Put your head back in the cage. Don't chew on it.
He's got quite a long beak there.
Yeah. Pretty pink.
You want to see some scars? That's okay.
Whoa.
Yeah, one time I asked him to please be quiet. And he came at me with that beak. And he took a chunk of my flesh out of my arm like you wouldn't believe.
That's not malicious.
And I stitched it myself. I mean, props to me.
Oh, I can tell.
And then over here, actually, if I lift my shirt. There's no cameras.
No, this is cable, so.
So.
Oh, my.
Yeah, right here. Okay. We got a little drunk in Madrid. All right, we want to.
Sure.
And I brought a little señorita, back to my room. Okay, I left the cage unlocked, giving them around the place.
Pretty girl. Pretty girl, pretty bird.
Well,
slutty girl.
Yeah, the thing is, he wasn't even coming after me, but the lights were dim.
Oh,
you know, you couldn't see quite so. I mean, dimmer than this. You couldn't see quite so well. So, in his fury of jealousy, I think, attacking this young woman. You know, he actually got my side a little bit with his talons. And I didn't stitch that one myself, actually. I just can't let it fester for a bit.
Ooh.
Yeah. It passed.
Mm.
It passed quite a lot. Anyway, thank you so much for having us on your podcast.
Thank you so much for being here.
You can make the check out to Pretty Bird LLC.
I'm going to have my booking agent discuss the financial side of things with you.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Typical. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. But perfect. Definitely.
Yeah. Could you just hand me that blanket?
Yes.
Thank you.
Sorry. Yeah, slowly. That was
a
little.
No, certain movements. You don't want to do that unless you want.
Okay. Scary, Matt!
Oh, shit.
Pretty bird taco!
Stay perfectly still. The cage should hold. The cage should hold.
It looks like it's flexing.
He is flexing. He's flexing hard.
Ooh.
He's getting stronger every day.
Look at the wingspan.
I know.
Oh,
they're getting bigger too. I think he might be radioactive. I've been getting sick. I'm going to put the blanket back on him. It's lead lined.
Scotty Pippen.
Scotty Pippen. He was a legend in his own right. I usually feel better when the blanket's on. So I'm going to do it real slow. Hand it to me under the table so he didn't see it.
I'm a little surprised that with the basketball references, we missed Larry Bird. Just
don't say that name.
Sorry.
Night night, pretty bird.
Night night.
Night night.
This is a song of an angel, really. Thank you so much for being here. I'd love to have you back again.
The financials, I'll discuss that with your booking agent.
Yes.
And we'll go find him.
And you had requested bullion, is that correct?
Oh yeah, it's bullion the best.
Okay. We'll make that happen. So thank you so much, Arthur.
Thank you, no, thank you. It's been a pleasure. We would have done it for free. Oh, for a really? Fuck ton of bullion. Yeah, probably the latter.
I'm going to have to speak to my booking agent about his negotiation skills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should talk to him about the bullion first.
Yeah. Yeah. That's our budget for the year, but I'm pretty sure it
Thanks,
was worth
it's been
it.
A pleasure. See you next year.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, that went well. You didn't like it?
I enjoyed it.
You didn't like it?
Oh, it was fine.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's not a lot you can say when you're a bird. Honestly, you'd love to interact and respond, but I don't understand a lot of words that are being said.
It's more of a... I love that you committed to that. And it is more of a physical character. And the other thing that I've discovered about that... I mean, I think that went okay. My accent sucks. But the part of it for me is that, like, I was trying to stay in Arthur Bowser, but every time there's something about it. It's like you tickle me.
I don't understand. I don't think it's ever happened before.
I don't get that from a lot of things.
Started doing the goddamn taco thing, and you just
like, I just lost it. Dude, I lose it. It's literally like someone's like. Like, it's, I just die.
It's based on two or three different birds I've known in my life. None of them would respond to stimuli. They just
ran.
One of them loved to talk about basketball, and another one of them that thinks it's really pretty and likes to whistle. Neither of them weigh 23 pounds.
Fictional friends, we need to up our allowance, and then we need to just buy a bird. That we only let listen to shit at shows so that the things it says are like, dog tampon. appropriation. And we're like, whatever.
Rain dance, rock, rap.
What kind of segment do we want to do?
The next segment is called Read Me Song Lyrics.
Okay.
So I've printed off some song lyrics here. If you wouldn't mind... reading those in the style of slam poetry, or spoken word poetry, sorry.
Okay. Ready?
Ready.
Wait, slam poetry? Do you want to do this?
Spoken word poetry.
Spoken word? Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if those are the same thing.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay.
Oh no. Did I get too close? Oh, did I almost see what's really on the inside? All your insecurities, all the dirty laundry, never made me blink one time. One time. Come just as you are to me. Don't need apologies. Know that you are worthy. I'll take your bad days with your good. Walk through the storm, I would. I do it all because I love you. I love you. Acceptance is the key to be truly free. Will you do the same for me? Unconditionally, I will love you unconditionally. And there's no fear now. Let go and just be free. Because I will love you unconditionally.
Oh, yeah.
I will love you. I will love you unconditionally.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
That was Katy Perry's Unconditionally.
I have no idea.
My favorite pop star.
He's talking about Petey Carey.
You're talking about Petey Carey. That's your number one pop star?
Number one.
You're my number one.
What is it about Katy Perry that makes her?
Number one pop star. Number one, 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 one pop star.
Your number one pop star.
Everything.
How much of it is her looks? And how much of it is Russell Brand and how much of it is that song where she kisses a girl?
Does she like it, though?
She likes it a lot, I think.
Okay.
I used to be very cynical about pop culture and pop music in general until I looked at it from the perspective that as a unifying factor for the human species, there's really nothing more important than pop music because it's freely accessible to every person with an internet connection. So pretty much every single country in the world, there's people that listen and love Katy Perry.
If you want to get into it a little bit, I think it's kind of like candy. I mean, it's something that everyone would just like if they don't know better, you know? And it's almost imperialistic to the point where it's like, hey, look at this really easily digestible, brightly colored music. You should like this and give us your money because of it. You know what I mean?
You don't have to give them your money, though, because it's free on YouTube. And I feel like that's kind of something that they touched on in the movie The Interview, where Kim Jong-il?
Un.
Yeah, Il's dead.
Where he loved the song Firework.
Yeah, that was
even though he's like a terrible dictator, he still has that commonality with the rest of humanity.
Does he really like that song a lot, or is that just the thing from that movie?
I think it's just a social commentary on like the idea.
Well, I mean, we talked about Dennis Rodman a minute ago when I was a bird. He's like basically the United States ambassador to North Korea.
That was the bird talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we got Katy Perry. We got Dennis Rodman.
See? It's awesome. I'm telling you.
So I've kind of learned to embrace pop culture.
Yeah.
And even though it's not technically like artistic music, I think it's executed extremely well. It's basically McDonald's for music, where they've scientifically distilled the essence of what stimulates your brain in like the different scales that are played in the
here, strangers relate.
This is science. Yeah. This is what science delivered you, Katy Perry.
And exactly.
We should applaud science for that, really.
You ever watch any of her old, like, super Christian videos?
Oh, my goodness.
The Dope Show, dude. I think maybe in, like, VH1 or something.
The Dope Show. Yeah, she's evolved quite a lot from her origins.
Evolved.
Yeah.
Yeah, is the good word for it.
Yeah, not every evolution is beneficial.
It happens a lot, actually, where people launch their career with Christianity, and then as soon as they... people know their name, they
start. Well, it's easy. It's a launching board because it's like, who's listening to like these Christian right or like conservative Christian like groups? Oh, a bunch of like middle class white people with money. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, oh, you find someone that kind of appeals to them and then broaden their appeal to other people. And guess what? They already have this bait. Like, you already know that they appeal to, you know, middle class white people with money, you know? I don't know. That's granddad's take on it.
That's granddad's take. I mean, you look at what's there and you say...
The Grandcast, brought to you by granddad.
Brought to you by
granddad.
The best...
You know, it's got a high rye mash bill, I'll tell you. It's 80 proof. It's been established in 1882. How many times have
what
I
read
this?
What if we got sponsored by granddad for this?
We should just get sponsored by granddad for fictional friends. That'd be smart.
Fictional friends can...
What's the next thing? I like this. This is fun. This is like someone wrote a show for me instead of me having to write the show for everybody else.
The next segment is called Guess My Number. So I'm thinking of a number that is greater than or equal to 1 and less than or equal to 1 million. And you get one chance to guess what it is.
It's 22.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Fuck, what were the odds?
616.
The next segment is called Improvise and Add 4... And for you, I would like to have you improvise a radio spot for Fictional Friends. Please.
God, I should have brought Zach with me.
Yeah. He's too good at that shit.
Oh, I know. For whatever reason, we do add magic together. It's weird. All right. We go now? Anytime.
Whenever you're ready.
Yep. This has all been on recording.
It's been on the recording?
This is all, I mean, we didn't, I thought you broke like a minute or whatever ago. Never mind.
We're live.
I'll take my hair devil hat off.
One of the features of the Grand Cast is long periods of silence to make people question whether their phone is paused or still connected to the Bluetooth, or
if they have an incoming phone call. I adore that feature, but I feel that I am an ill fit for this then, because there never really seem to be long periods of silence when I'm around. In fact, when there are, it's like something's tremendously wrong.
Well, I think that, you know, like, let's...
I freaked a girl out really hard being too quiet once.
We could be really, really brief with this, but, you talk a lot. We all know that. I think that it's because silence is...
golden, and you have to keep the gold hidden.
Exactly. You got to make sure that it's a treasured prize. Exactly. Most of the time, it's got to be filled with some kind of communication, at least.
I will just say butts, butts. Here is my ad for Fictional Friends. Butts, 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 butts. Now, here we go. Feeling lost.
Lonely.
Absurd.
Sparkly.
Kind of vanilla.
Maybe you want to find some more flavor.
Or maybe flavor is going to find you. Come on down to 1558 Wealthy Street, Southeast, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49506. Mulligan's Pub. Head straight to the back of the pub. And walk through the door, and you'll find us doing improv stuff.
Fictional Friends.
I like that, actually. I would use that.
Put that on the radio on 93.3.
Hello!
Grand Rapids.
Thank you, guys. That was great.
Thank you.
Right, this next segment is called Affirmate.
He did that because he meant to say sext negment.
This sext negment is called Affirmation. Okay. So, Tyler, I am inspired by your passion and dedication to the Fictional Friends production, and I really appreciate your contribution to building a thriving improv community scene in Grand Rapids. So thank you for that.
Thanks. Thank you. Can I tell you something?
As long as it's not an affirmation, because I'm not in this for reciprocation.
No, I wasn't going to affirm you. This is all about me. Always.
Okay.
Just kidding. That was meta. That P word doesn't like come up a lot, but somebody said something about that to me earlier. And
penis?
No, the passion.
Oh.
And I just... like, I... feels like a buzzword to me normally, and like whatever. But the fact that it came up twice in one day, like you and other person, like validated, like across hours. Like I feel affirmed now. Now I feel affirmed, and I don't know that I would have felt tremendously affirmed by that without earlier. And I definitely didn't feel. I mean, I felt a little. You know what I mean? Well, just thanks. That was very nice of you to say. Is there any other way that you wanted to affirm me at all? I mean, like, or Bobby even. Or the bird, I could get him back out.
You're a good improviser.
I want to have Bobby on in a future episode.
Oh, you're good.
For his own separate affirmation.
I know, but I could get extra affirmations now. We should be playing Wizard Staff, you guys.
Wizard Staff?
You ever play Wizard Staff?
No, I don't think so.
When I was just a PBR drinking hipster. Just kidding. When I did drink PBR, I hated it.
Mm-hmm.
Before I ever had it, I didn't like beer until I tried Two Hearted. And even then, I thought it was weird. And then I remember, like, the second or third time I tried it, I asked my friend, I was like, hey, what happened to that fish beer? He's like, what? I'm like, the beer with the fish on it. I'm like, do you have any of that? Like, he'd ordered pizza. And it was, like, the first beer I remember kind of liking. But back before that, I used to choke PBR down to try to fit in with everybody. And what you do is you drink a beer, and then when you're done with it, you duct tape your next beer on top of it. And then you keep drinking, and then, like, you walk around with, like, a totem of how much you've had to drink that night, basically. And people get creative and, like, you know, like, tape little, like, shots to the side of there or whatever, like, la-da-da, and be like, yeah, you know, I'm this part, you know. Basically, the idea is the drunker you are, the more powerful of a wizard you are, the bigger your staff is.
Huh.
Anyway.
You could play that at a show.
We ought to put a cans rule in one night. Nobody's allowed to drink anything but cans, and you're playing wizard staff, fuckers. I like that.
Okay, what's the next thing?
Sorry. Next segment is called Member. It is a nostalgia segment. So what is something that you remember fondly from your childhood?
Member beers. Hey, you know what's weird to think about? There's some like 10-year-old or 8-year-old out there, or 9-year-old or something, that probably watched the current season of South Park and saw the member berries. And when in 10 or whatever years from now, or 15, he's going to see member berries and he's going to get nostalgic about the member berries.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's fucked.
Member berries.
I didn't finish that season. I just remembered. Something I'm nostalgic about, my childhood's. I was a happy kid, and I, something I'm nostalgic for, my grandpa being alive.
Yep. Grandparents are great.
Yeah, I got one left. I never get to see her. Well, no, I have two left.
The next segment is called Looking Forward. What is something that you are most looking forward to in the future?
Honestly, probably the next time I have sex. Yes. I mean, that's easy. Or either like that or, honestly, El Arriero.
Oh, yeah.
Those are, you know. The queso. Yeah. Which is funny because that is so funny. I was just there with a very, very, very dear friend of mine. And she'd never been. And she tries the queso shows up and I dip it in. I'm like doing this. And she said the word she chose. And she just goes, wow. She goes, that's orgasmic. And I was like, you're damn right it is. Like, this is some good cheese.
Who?
Lola.
Oh, yeah.
Who?
I was like, who the fuck said that?
Yeah, right? I was blown away.
I thought I'd be able to guess.
Yeah, usually you can.
Question mark.
The next segment is called Plug Your Social Media and Upcoming Events.
We don't have any social media or upcoming events.
Oh.
Just kidding. You can find us every Wednesday. I'll do this. You can find us every Wednesday at 9 o'clock at Mulligan's Pub. That's going to be in the heart of Easttown, right across the street from Yesterdog, that shitty hot dog place everybody likes for, I have no idea what reason.
Nostalgia.
What?
Nostalgia.
Oh, yes, nostalgia. That's right, 2 seconds ago. It's your show and we love you, and it's free as all hell. The drinks are cheap. The women are cheaper. Just kidding. Sort of. No, just kidding. And then what are our upcoming events? Look for us on Facebook, facebook.com/fictionalfriendsimprovgr, I think. If that doesn't work, just try fictionalfriendsgr. facebook.com/fictionalfriendsgr. I think it's improv, though.
You should have asked us this last week. We had extra stuff this week.
Oh, yeah. Well, we just did Laugh Fest and all that, and we had blah, 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 but...
This isn't coming out until next Sunday, so
we do have
keep that in mind.
A couple of short videos coming out.
Yeah, that's why I want people surprises. To like our page.
Like us for that.
Facebook, and I'm just going to double-check that URL really quick because I'm good at my job-ish. And then what else? Anything else? We have an Instagram, but we never use it. We have a Twitter, but we use that even less. Yeah, right? That's right.
Yeah.
You could also just friend any of us, and you would probably see most of our stuff. Well, some of us. Some of us aren't, like, don't do that.
A lot of us share it. I don't share a lot of the stuff, to be honest.
You ought to.
Well, the thing about sharing it is, like...
Fictional Friends Improv, facebook.com/fictionalfriendsimprovgr. And then you can go there and you can like us and follow us. That will give you insight to all of our events. And it'll also, you can see all of our, when we go, like with Facebook Live or when we spend how many 20 hours or more editing games that we've performed at our shows and all of that nonsense.
And you'll get to see it.
It's a tremendously good time. Don't do it if you're easily offended.
It's the best way to get people to do things. They're like, well, I'm not easily offended. Because they do that, and they're like, then they're going in to be offended. They're like, well, I'm not easily offended.
I don't want
to
be offended. Try me.
I want to be offended, yes.
That shit's not going to probably be on the internet. You're going to have to come to Mulligan's on Wednesday for that.
It's the next segment.
The next and final segment is called Just the Tip. So if you could please offer one tip to other aspiring comedians to conclude this episode of The Grandcast, which is now officially the longest episode of The Grandcast ever recorded.
Hats off. I already took my hand off. It's little things like that that you pad throughout that get you the longest one, by the way.
Yeah.
That's my tip. Just kidding. I have a real tip. See? Meta. Mm-hmm. And that's like passive meta.
Some Lathrop shit.
He would be proud. You know, I wouldn't presume. If you want my tips on how to perform well, like come to my free improv workshop that I put on every single week, and be respectful and get along with my good friends and listen to me, and I'll give you more than just the goddamn tip, bitch. I'll go balls deep. And you like the delivery on that. I can tell by your laugh. And but I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
Will you put the balls in?
That is all the weird. Have you ever put the balls in? I've never put the balls all the way in.
You've never seen Booyah?
I think I've seen what you're talking about, and honestly, it wouldn't be, you know, Camille. If I have seen what you're talking about, it was because Camille showed me. I'm gonna put that in there in case he does ever listen to this.
Thanks, bud.
That was a classic internet meme from like the year 2000.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I think I do. Yeah. That is. Yeah. I don't know. Do you? Don't do what everybody else is doing. And if somebody tries to tell you that you shouldn't say something, tell them to fuck off and say it louder. That's actually my real just the tip. I like that. I'm gonna put that on a t-shirt.
Excellent.
Thank you very much for having us, Chris.
Thank you for being here, guys. This has been a pleasure. And Bobby, hopefully we'll be able to do an episode in the near future.
I would love to do that. I think that it would only be proper if we both came back.
Yeah.
No, I think, I mentioned to you that I was like, well, I know that we're on the improv scene, but I don't really feel myself as a comedian. Like, I'm an improviser and director. It's my other director guy. I'm like, if you do one with this guy, he should just bring Sal or somebody, honestly.
Just keep the chain going. Keep
the chain, yeah. That's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Yeah, I don't know that song.
You don't know Sam Cooke?
No, and I also don't know that one about like the mountain man coming back down from the mountains. You know what I'm talking about? It's like a...
That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang.
I'd not know, dude.
Fuck you.
All right. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again next week.
Come fix your friends every week.
It's your show. We love you.
It's your show. We love you.
Eyes in the sky, gazing far into the night. I raise my hand to the fire. But it's no use, 'cause you can't stop it from shining through. It's true, baby, let the light shine through. If you believe it's true, baby, won't you let the light shine through for you. We'll be right back.
eyes in the sky, gazing far into the night. I raise my hand to the fire, but it's no use, 'cause you can't stop it from shining through. It's true, baby, let the light shine through. If you believe it's true, baby, won't you let the light